If you're looking for an Australian wedding podcast that has it all, welcome to the Feel Good Wedding Podcast by Polka Dot Wedding. We have been talking weddings for 16 years, and so what better place to go for a little bit more of those conversations, to dive a little bit deeper than a podcast? My name is Dorothy, and I'm the founder and editor of Polka Dot Wedding, and I love going beyond the details. The details are beautiful, they're pinnable, they're Instagrammable, but what we want to know about and what really drives us is the stories behind them. The vendors that bring it all to life, the couples who labour over every decision. That's what we want to know, and we're really thrilled to dive into it all with you. Join us for the journey as we dive on in. The Polka Dot Wedding team is honoured to conduct our work on the land of the Boonwurrung, Woi Wurrung, Eora and Kurungi people. We honour the traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander custodians of the land, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. Good food and good wine are two of my very favourite things in the world, so when you find a wedding venue that has them both, you know you're winning. Today's guest is especially wonderful for both of those things, and our host today, Mary, Miss Rose, is going to tell us all about who we're chatting to.
Thanks, Miss Poker. I really loved speaking with Rod from Zonzo Estate in the Yarra Valley. You can tell he truly loves weddings and his business. He's all about creating the perfect day and like right down to the smallest of details for the couples, which I loved hearing about. Look, the focus of the chat was really around having one venue for your whole wedding day, the ceremony, photo shoots and reception, and we really did a deep dive into this topic. I had a lot of fun chatting about it, so I hope you all enjoyed as much as I did. Look, and I suggest listening with a glass of Zonzo's Rosé, definitely.
Or Zonzo's Sparkling, because I have it on good authority, that one is also amazing. Look,
any of them, let's do it.
Let's dive on in.
Hi there, it is Miss Rose or Mary today with you from Polka Dot Wedding. Our guest today is Rod McAuliffe from Zonzo Estate in the Yarra Valley. This stunning venue has been around since 2007 and now is a firm staple on the wedding scene due to its picturesque location, the incredible food and wine, and of course the care and support the team offers to their couples. But look, I don't want to do all the talking, so I'm going to hand over to Rod to tell us more about himself and his beautiful business. Thanks, Rod.
Thank you. Yeah, so I suppose we have been doing weddings since 2007 at Zonzo Estate there. A little bit about me before then. I had a restaurant in Abbotsford called E-Lounge, and we were pizzeria there, and we gathered quite a bit of fame being there, and that started in 1998. And then in 2005, we signed a lease out here in the Yarra Valley and created Zonzo. It took a couple of years for council permits, etc. So we opened in 2007, but never really intended on doing weddings. We were just going to be like a family, beautiful family restaurant with picturesque views and all those things. And as we were building, obviously spent a lot of hours here, and we had couples driving in and constantly asking if they could book a wedding here for when we were open. And, the first, 10 probably couples that asked that, I said, no, we're not doing weddings, because I was really quite nervous about that, doing weddings. And my family migrated to Australia, and we didn't have a lot of family here or any really. Had some older cousins, but I hadn't really even been to a wedding at that stage. So I was really quite, it just felt like it was, I suppose, daunting to run a wedding when I hadn't even seen or been to one. So I remember my first couple I said yes to, after saying no to so many, the landlord's friends, Agatha and Tony, they were our first ever couple. And I remember we were still building, and they booked in their wedding, and, so we had pressure of like a finish date. we had to be open for the wedding. In between that time, I suppose what I did, I decided that I didn't want to run the traditional wedding. I did a lot of research and got a lot of, at that stage, in magazines, wedding magazines and online. I didn't really want to run the traditional wedding. I didn't want to do chair covers and table cloths, and I didn't want to have round tables and a stage for the bridal party. So I just decided that I was going to do it a little bit differently. So anyhow, I came up with this thing, and I wanted to do like an Italian feast, a wedding that we had the Italian feast. So it was sort of, we'd do zucchini outside or canapes, you know, outside, weather permitting, for that sort of initial. Then move inside to a beautiful Italian feast where all the food, like Italian family home, would be placed down the center of the table and everyone would enjoy and, you know, just talk about food and anything. Because at weddings, a lot of people don't know each other sometimes. So it sort of brings in, you know, a nice sort of conversation starter. And one big surprise is I wanted to serve pizza at weddings, you know, as part of that food, as part of that feast. Anyway, I mentioned this to family and friends and everyone said I was mad and crazy and I shouldn't do that. And the other big thing I think that people wouldn't accept was that I wanted to run just two long tables and I wanted to avoid a bridal table because I thought as your first meal as a married couple, it'd be lovely to share it with your family on the same table and it'd be more inclusive instead of having different round tables because we've all been to a wedding where you think, oh, am I not a good friend? Why am I in this corner? Why am I on this round table? Why am I over here? You know, and we get that. Still till today, we get guests coming up to the bar and go, oh, this is lovely. Like everyone's on a good table here. There's just like two beautiful big tables.
There's no random table. There's no,
yeah. Yeah, people feel really good. Anyway, look, everyone said it was probably madness to like try and hold a wedding this way. This was like 17 years ago now. So it was probably a little bit, it was a bit out there, it was a bit different. And look, at first, I probably did lose a lot of sales, possible wedding sales because of that concept. Because I remember I'd get brides and grooms and couples just saying, we want table, we want chair covers. And I'd just say, well, go somewhere else. I don't want to have them here, please. And then we have other ones saying, but I want round tables and I want separate tables. And I said, no, that's not what I do. So we just, but look, eventually, I got enough trendy couples and couples that could see my vision to put their special day in our hands. And then we started getting beautiful imagery and et cetera. And it really took off. And I think in a way, you know, coming up with the two long tables, the feast menus and all that sort of thing has influenced now a lot of the wedding scene in Melbourne, if not Australia also. So it was challenging at first. And I'm glad that I looked at weddings a little bit differently. And I think I was really at an advantage by not having been to a wedding prior to operating one.
That's perfect. And that's the thing, like if you look back now, so long ago, like you're saying, it wasn't a thing to have these long tables, to have everybody sitting together. And look at it now, like it's the absolute done thing because you're right, it is so inclusive. It is like a huge, lovely, big family gathering. And it is so the norm now, which I absolutely love because at Polka Dot Wedding, we're all about all inclusivity and everyone being included and loved. And that sort of really speaks to that same sort of ethos. And I absolutely love that. And I love that you went out on a limb, that you, you know, went with your gut and that you also knew your business and that you had an aesthetic and a sort of vibe that you wanted to hold true to and that you stuck with that. I think that's fantastic. Like that would have, and like you said, it paid off because it meant that you could still have your venue looking the way that you want it to look. And you also, that sold itself to couples wanting that same look as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's vital. One thing you said there is having your venue look the way you want it to look. But I think that's extremely important because I think we, you know, as a venue, and my advice to other venues, if anyone is starting one or you know, running one, is that, you know, you do guide couples in their styling and you do have final sort of say in their styling because sometimes, you know, when guests walk into a wedding, and they could perhaps all be future brides, future grooms, future couples. I think the fact is no one ever assumes that the couple has been, you know, choosing the decor. They just think perhaps it's the venue. And although it may look stylish and they think, oh, yeah, definitely bonbonnier is the couple's choice and things, but they might, you know, if you were to have a wedding perhaps that doesn't suit the style of your venue, then it could really impact you dearly because, you know, photos all end up online now and it's all sort of, it just doesn't make the venue look to its best. So I think it's important that you do have couples that obviously, you know, agree with your styling and your venue. And I think generally that sort of does work its way out because couples will find a venue that they like that is appealing. So usually the styling matches. But we had one earlier on in the piece that, for example, the bride wanted orange serviettes because that was her favorite color. And I remember like agreeing to it when the room was set, like apart from the orange serviettes, it looked stunning, but they were really like stand out and they were a bit too much for our room. And, you know, obviously that made the bride very happy. But, you know, I just remember thinking, I hope these images don't end up on social media and everyone's thinking that I chose these, you know, and perhaps it didn't really suit the room, you know. And from there on, you know, I just learned from that and said, well, I do have to agree with the styling that comes into this venue. But now it doesn't matter so much. I mean, now we seem to get the couples that, you know, everyone's so stylish and, you know, that's also beautiful.
And that's the thing as well, for couples planning their day, I think a really important part of the planning is choosing a venue that works with the theme or aesthetic that you want to sort of portray. Because, you know, instantly if you choose a venue and it already looks how you want it to look, you've seen the styling that's been on it before, that has been shown in photos in other weddings before, you know it's going to look the way you want it to look. And that could also mean that in terms of budget for, you know, flowers you bring in or styling that you bring in could be a whole lot less if the venue already looks in the same realm of the thing that you want, if that makes sense. So I think it's really important for couples to really do their research in the venue to know how, you know, to know what it could look like and to sort of say, does this suit my overriding theme of the whole day that I want? So I think that's really important for couples. And for, you know, venues booking these couples, I think that's really important. Look, and also because you're a winery, you're a working farm and a restaurant as well as a wedding venue, can you tell us about the winery, the working farm and all everything that's part of Zonzo?
Yeah, well, it's an exciting place, though.
Absolutely.
We're never standing still. It is so dynamic and busy because we do have an operating farm, which is great. So we've got 6 to 7 people in that team, and those guys run the vineyard and just farm and fencing and all the things that every day-to-day farming, you know, throws at us. And at the moment, we're planting new vines, so 70 acres of new vines, and that's a lot of work. I think there's well over 10,000 posts to put in the ground, heaps of plumbing, wire, you know, all the things. And the plants arrive in September, so they'll be going in the ground then. And, you know, then we've got our production facility, which is in Lilydale, and that's where we make our wine products and our spirit products. So, yeah, that's another fun aspect to this venue. I think, you know, bringing all that, tying all that back into weddings is that it's nice to have a venue that makes your food, your beverages, is always like, you know, looking beautiful because there's so many staff looking after the grounds. And yeah, it just sets a really nice tone. Like I just see how we always say we want to make the guests feel super relaxed, but then have serious service and serious food. And I think we achieve that quite well. And I see it out on the, you know, on the sort of terrace area after the ceremony. And, you know, the vines are right in front of the guests and they're holding their glasses of the wine that was grown there. And it just has a really nice feel to
it. It's beautiful.
And I do love that it is not just a sort of a lock-up shop sort of, you know, reception. We do run a restaurant as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts that we have to put together to create, you know, those stunning weddings.
That's actually really lovely in terms of the fact that, you know, you are a restaurant. Like that's you know, and for couples, if they get married out there with you, that's a really beautiful sort of anniversary thing, isn't it? Like for them to book a table and come out each anniversary to really, you know, relive their day and make it really special. Like it's almost like you have, you know, you're there for the wedding, but you're there, you know, you've also got that option to continue, you know, through into the years to, you know, let couples celebrate their day going forward. I think that's really, really special.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Zonzo, we always say to wander about or stroll around. And the thing is, though, like the adventure only just begins, like on your wedding day, you know, because after that you've got anniversaries, baptisms, if you're fortunate, if you want children. I mean, like, so the thing is, there's so many other events we hold and we see the couples after, and it's so nice. You know, I see couples back from, because I was a wedding coordinator and trying to run everything until we got to about, I think it was 44 weddings, I remember, and I was doing emails, I was doing kitchen, I was doing like every farm and all these things, and it was all way too much. And then I got my first wedding coordinator to come in, and that was amazing help. But I still see couples that I was the wedding coordinator for, and there's that friendship, like, is there forever. It's so nice. Yeah, because, you know, you deal with the couples for probably 12 to 18 months before the wedding. And then in the lead up, obviously, it's quite, you know, involved. And then on the day, it's just, yeah, I think, you know, even after years pass, the couples are still so grateful for that effort. So,
well, and you sort of create, you know, you create this relationship with them as friendship over that sort of time. If you, you know, if you're lucky enough to, you know, really gel with people and create this friendship, and then the wedding happens and then you're like, bye. Like, you know, it's sort of, yeah, you know, a lot of the time can be done and dusted. So that's really nice that you have that same opportunity to, you know, connect again and just, yeah, see what an impact having, you know, their wedding at Zonzo, you know, sort of created for them, which is fantastic. And look, yeah, we do have like a subject, the subject of today's podcast is actually all about the pros and cons of having your wedding at one venue. And we know that Zonzo does have that covered. You have multiple ceremony and reception spaces. Yes, that's right.
Yes. Yeah, we
beautiful.
Do. Yeah.
Beautiful. And look, let's kick it off with the good stuff. What are the pros of having your wedding at one venue?
Well, I think there's so many advantages. In my opinion, the main advantage I feel is the comfort for guests. And most weddings is elderly guests, and especially for them, for parents and grandparents. I think the one venue just makes it really, really easy, where they just go to the one venue. There's no gap in between where everyone, even for the couple, they have to think about entertainment in between and where are our friends and family going to go for a couple of hours, because quite often people are traveling, so they're not going to go back home. And they're dressed up, so they're in a suit and a nice dress, and it might be middle of the day and whether you go. So I think that is, without a doubt, that alleviates so much of that anxiety and stress on the day. And, you know, sometimes obviously the weather's not really, could perhaps be raining, windy or stormy, you know, and just having it in the one venue just makes it like super easy. One car parking, one place to go, just seems to me to be really, really an ideal situation. I see a lot of it. We had one this week, for example, like, you know, we get elderly couples come in and they just go, oh, I just thought we'd come for a drive and see where the wedding is because we don't want to get lost on the day. And we don't, you know, so if they're thinking that that's a one spot to visit, imagine if they had to go to, you know, multiple places. I think there's a lot of advantages. You know, there's entertainment between straight away, which is nice. There's more interaction with the guests and the couple. And I think that's a really lovely thing. There's no sort of segregation, let's say, where, you know, we get married, we, you know, then the couple leaves and you see them a few hours later when they're having their introduction at the reception center. I think they're there and they're available, and it makes it really, I just see it like, you know, after ceremony and everyone's so happy. And, you know, that's often one of my favorite parts of the wedding, where everyone sort of congratulates after the ceremony. And to have the couple then jump in a car and shoot off, it's sort of like sort of taking that moment and like ending it, where it doesn't sort of end. It sort of stays, they say, and then they start getting family photos, but they're still there. And I think people feel more connected to the day, and it's just, it's nice, and it just seems to flow really well. So
it definitely sounds a lot more seamless, and like couples aren't rushed. That I think that is something I feel might happen a fair bit, where you sort of like, hang on, wait, we have to factor in all this time to get from A to B for photos and then B back to A after photos are finished. Whereas this feels like you can take your time with being, you know, speaking to people straight after the ceremony. You're not sort of, you know, yes, you might want to rush for certain light or that sort of thing, but you're not rushing because you know that you're going to lose a chunk of time, even just in transport. So, you know, you're right. It really does allow for couples to be with the people who are there celebrating with them, which is really incredible. And also, so I guess one advantage would be also like working with suppliers who intimately know your venue, know its quirks, what will work, what won't. Are couples able to bring in their own vendors, or do you do it all in-house?
No, they absolutely bring in their own vendors. I mean, we love that, you know, working with and some of the relationships we've created with the vendors is one of the pleasures of running this place. I think when you use vendors that are regulars here, we've got our recommended suppliers list, and then, you know, we've got this list that's also like, I don't know the term, I think they call it like, let's for arguments, they call it the A team. It's not called that, but, you know, there's a team where we say, if you choose all of these, then we give you some bonus things at the wedding, perhaps. And each supplier add something as well. And the reason we do that and encourage that is because they do know the venue. You know, if it rains, they know where to get the good photos. If it's, they just know exactly, you know, what to do, how to get it right. And they know the staff and everything just flows really nicely. I think having, it's very understated how important it is to have vendors that work well together. We've seen, and you know, you're in the business, but you know, if you get a videographer and a photographer, for example, that don't gel, it can be a really difficult day. I think they'll always get along for the couple's sake, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just nicer if it's all cohesive. And I think same with florists and stylists and bands, you know, when everyone knows and works well together, MCs, it's just seamless and it works so well. And look, generally it is the case anyway. I've got to say, like, it's usually all very good. But having, you know, those relationships with vendors can be extremely important. And I encourage venues to make those relationships and, you know, and make them as good as possible. And I think also concentrate on the relationships that with the people that have that edge, I think also, you know, people that don't want to just do things the same all the time because it can look very boring. And I think one thing that is challenging in the wedding industry at the moment, and not at the moment, it's been for the last decade or so, but social media is just so, well, obviously it's instant, you know, and in the past for wedding venues, they'd had time for change, you know, so if something, if decor was a bit out of fashion or something needed to change, they had time because it wasn't like snap a photo online, someone thinks, oh, that's not really what I want, that's out of fashion, I don't want to have that at my wedding. Now it's so instant. It's like if you don't keep up with trends or you don't keep up with style or you don't keep changing and keep adapting and making each and every wedding look unique and special, I think you can really get caught out. You don't want all the weddings to look the same way. You go, I've got the same florist, for example, and I love that relationship, but that person never changes their floral. You know, they want to use, they decorate the room the same every time. You don't want to be in that position either. So I think it's important to have, you know, relationships with multiple suppliers and also the suppliers that want to initiate change and trends in their industry.
And to be able to, like you're saying, there are those relationships, like really fostering that so that if you do have, you know, X amount of, say, florists or stylists that you work with, knowing that you have that relationship and that rapport with them, that you can talk about things like, ah, we need to change things up a bit. Like the last, you know, X amount of weddings have looked exactly the same, which might be what the couples want, but how about we go into these discussions with couples and throw some more ideas around and sort of let them know what's up and coming or let them know, you know, that they can, you know, think outside the box a bit because that just works for everybody involved. Like that works for the couples, that works for you as a venue, it works for the other vendors. So, you know, I think that's, like you're saying, creating those relationships is so important. But it also, like, even just from a point of for everybody who is involved on the day, you want everyone to get along. Like that just in, for couples as well. Like if a couple can see that their vendors are all really in tune with each other, they're really having a great time, they're enjoying the wedding too, it's been put together with a lot of fun and love, like that really shows, especially on the day. And I think that's something you really want from your vendors as well.
Yeah, it does. It creates such a comfort. It's just easier for the couple not to have those stresses where, you know, they don't have to, you don't want them thinking about vendors. You just want them to have a seamlessly good day and they don't have to worry about what you're doing and what the song is doing and the band and is the MC going to start speeches on time. You know, they're just really important to have, you know, those people, the right people working at your venue is highly important. Yeah.
And it's just that peace of mind for everybody involved. And in terms of the one venue thing, like back on the peace of mind thing, do you think having a wedding at one venue, is that partly cost saving as well for couples? Or is it just more so about savings in terms of peace of mind, like guests traveling from one venue to another, having two different venues that you've booked? Like in your experience, do you think there is a cost savings in that, or is it more just seamless peace of mind ease for couples and
their guests? I can't imagine a large cost difference. I'd imagine it pretty much the same. Logistically, obviously, it's easier. I think, you know, if you've look, and let's be like honest, some people can't get married here, and that's the way it is because, you know, they're religious and they want to get married in a church, and and they need to do that. And that's so, you know, that's all fine. And we get lots of that. I had to as well. I got married in a church and had my reception actually at Sonzo as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Of course you did.
So I had a good insight into your question. Yeah, I think the cost is like probably no different, but logistically it's more work. You know, like there's flowers to organise at church, and there's all, you know, there's all the other bits that you have to organise. So I think cost wise is probably one little, but yeah, it is definitely easier at the one venue. I would say it's easier if you've got the right crew, and if the staff are ready, and if the venue is like. Yeah, they have to be pretty sharp, you know, because obviously there's a lot of dynamics at play to have everything at the one venue as well. And they have to be ready. They're going to be ready, and they're going to be really quite dedicated to their craft to make it seamless.
Well, and that's their job, isn't it? Like, that's what you have to do. Like, that's the role. Like, it's creating these incredible events that are, you know, lifelong memories for people. Like, you want to be on and you want to do it well. And it's exciting when it gets done well. Like, it's exciting when you see everything just, if it's not, you know, exactly, you know, a lot of things happen, things come up, weather changes, all of that sort of thing. But I imagine that pulling off this incredible, exciting, lovely day for couples would be very, very rewarding. So you sort of, you know, being on and knowing your stuff is just, it flows into that for sure. And what do you think there's anything else that couples or vendors should keep in mind, like when they're choosing one venue for a wedding? Is that something, is there, you know, anything that you can think of that couples might need to really remember about that, or really know about that, or vendors working in one venue?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. I think one is that there's probably multiple sites on the one in the one venue, so it's not too boring for the guests, because weddings are a long, you know, they're pretty long, you know, they're hours. It's pretty much 8 hours for a lot of people. And it's by the time they drive there and get home, it's like a day's work. So it's if it's in the one spot, it can be a bit boring. So I think it's nice if you could find a venue that perhaps has, you know, the ceremony is a little bit of a walk away from the reception. It doesn't have to be miles, but, you know, like there is a gap. You're not sort of, you know, having your ceremony and then your party in the same room, for example, or just outside the window, you know, like a little bit of mixing it up would be nice. I think another thing to consider would be weather options, and making sure that there is weather options. So if the ceremony was to be outside, and for example, consider what if it rained, what would happen then, you know, and make all those considerations. And I think have a really good think about that, because it can be a bit uncomfortable if the weather isn't right.
Absolutely.
You know, there's always ways around it, but just consider those, you know, what the venue can offer, I suppose, in those circumstances. And then I would also consider the timing. I think timing is incredibly important in these, you know, in these scenarios, is that, you know, from ceremony to reception, or the canapé, or zucchini, we call it at the start, that there is really good timing between those.
Yep.
So guests aren't left wondering what's going on. It's not like, oh, ceremony's half an hour, but reception doesn't start for another half hour, things like that. It just, like, want it to be really seamless and just flow. Mm-hmm. So the guests are just being constantly looked after and entertained. And I think, so there's those few little bits that I think are important. They're not huge things. They're just little things that do make a big difference.
And in terms of what weddings will look like at one venue when it comes to arriving, getting ready, the ceremony, cocktail hour, and reception, like, what does that generally look like, say, at your venue, and how can you ensure that that is a seamless transition through the different parts of the day?
Yeah, so what we do is basically, you know, we encourage weddings in our capella. We do have an outdoor ceremony also available, and we've got a barn, like an old barn that we probably don't use as often now. Anyhow, the reason we don't use that is because we're going to refresh that. And that's, yeah, so we're not sort of booking that at the moment. Okay. It is popular, but we're not booking that. So we've got multiple sites. But so basically, you know, the sites are ready, you know, the bump in for the florists and all their crew that needs to go in there, little, you know, fans, etc. They're all ready to go. And then basically the guests arrive, everyone's seated, and, you know, this is where celebrant plays a key role as well in organizing, you know, the guests to all be ready. And then, you know, we then obviously the when the couple's ready to go, you know, our staff are there waiting for them. So basically we wait for them. We've got a particular section here where we wait with refreshments, just water, just, you know, to help them be refreshed because they're quite obviously nervous at that stage. You know? Yeah. And we are there the whole way through. You know, if there's a bridal party, we told them when to start walking down. And, yeah, so we do this sort of all in the background and all, you know, hidden away. But we make that part already, you know, work so nicely and so smoothly. And then we sort of, one of our staff will sit in there just in case anything happens, but, you know, just sit in there and wait. And then we sort of, we've got our radios and we radio up to the restaurant. We'll say, you know, because things don't often run on time, obviously.
Very much so.
Then they radio up and say, you know, ceremony just finished, which for us means that staff head down to the capella. And then after photos are ready and what have you, we guide the guests up to the reception and then we start the canopy. And usually weather permitting outside, which is lovely. If not, we use that barn space that we had. And then after that, during that period, the couple usually are doing some family photos, you know, photos around the vineyard, et cetera, or the farm. And then they have their intro and it all sort of works. But forever in the background of all that is so much communication between our team and the suppliers. And I think that is where the difference for that ultra professional feeling of like a seamless event, it just goes unseen. You know, the amount of planning and the amount of like whispers to, you know, band, and so this is going to happen and we want this now. And, you know, like, you know, we've seen, like, now I've been to a lot of weddings, you know, I'm a bit older now, I've been to a lot of weddings. I've seen like MCs try and start speeches while one of the couple is in the bathroom, you know. And it doesn't seem like a lot. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's just like.
No, it's important.
Those little things, they all count at the end of the day, you know, those little things, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of, because we do this day in, day out, and as much as couples, you know, absorb this day and plan it, and go, like those little things sometimes they're not aware of unless they've been in hospitality or this industry. They could easily miss things like that. So that's why we're here to really guide and really help along the way. And a lot of that is goes unseen, which is what we do. You know, but it's it's an important, really a big part of the day. But yeah, that is I keep talking about our team, but they're just so essential to making it the right decisions and making things work. You know, we always say there's nothing too hard. Like if a guest asks you something, there's nothing too hard. If you think it's too hard, it's time for you to quit and go home. It's got to be that nice for the couple and for the guests. So,
well, and that's you know, that seamless thing again about how for, you know, your couples plan the day. They plan this. They plan this day for months, or, you know, whatever their time period is. They do all of this work, and it is so lovely for them to be able to have the day to not have to worry about any of this. Like you're saying, you know, a lot of the work on the day goes unseen by them if they're choosing a venue or vendors, or, you know, just teams who work really well together. And that can happen a lot of the time at the one venue. And it's a production pretty much, you know, the whole day for the team behind the scenes, because they're, you know, you're running on time frames that you don't really want the couple to have to worry about. You sort of want to be the ones behind the scenes making all of this happen in a timely manner and making sure that the vibe and the feeling is wonderful as well. And I think for anyone choosing, whether it's one venue or multiple venues, having the right team, knowing that the team work well together, it goes back to that relationship thing, knowing that the team work well together, I think would be really essential for part of that process.
Yeah.
To make those transitions.
Yeah, and I think I just think it is, and just being like relentlessly passionate about what you do. Like I will run around, and you know, if the groom's shoes are a little bit dusty, you know, before entry, like I've cleaned them. I don't care because like the photos are forever. You know, get a scruffy groomsman and say, "Listen, tuck your shirt in, please. Give me your bottles of beer because these photos they will be looked at forever."
It's true.
In the photos or a can of beer. We need your shirt tucked in. We need you to look your best. And we need, you know, at this moment, later on when you're dancing, do whatever you like. But, you know, there's periods of time where, you know, it'd be much appreciated for a very long time to look at photos that are just, you know, amazing, instead of someone, you know, because we've all probably seen groomsmen that don't probably really care about the wedding. They're just there to have a few drinks. And, you know, they're probably a bit scruffy looking, whatever. Like, and just to pull them up, and they all say, oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, that's true. They'll do it. And it's not a rude thing. It's just a nice thing. It's just to be, just to ensure that we, you know, the photos look good for everybody and everyone's happy. And, you know, and I think, like, again, that may not need to be done. But look, you know, for me, those images are important, and they're important to the couple. And I think, yeah, it's a nice thing to have for the future, and they don't have to look at someone with their shirt untucked in their introduction, you know. But the little things, it's always the little things that, you know, those 1% really do count.
Well, and everyone wins then, you know. The couple wins because they know that they have a team who are invested, not even just their day in terms of being a venue. You're invested in how this looks for them, how their memories are going to then portray across into the years. But everyone wins because they know they're getting that attention to detail from you. And then when you have, you know, testimonials back from couples, they're going to be there saying, oh, these vendors and this team and this venue, they were incredible. They were so onto everything. And then if you're there fixing little things, or, you know, being part of the things like the photos and making sure they look okay, you're getting amazing content straight away from that. So honestly, like, I think that's such a win for everyone straight away. And is really important as well. You guys are not necessarily a blank canvas space. So, you know, how does an all-in-one venue, when everything is done for you, compared to options like a blank canvas space? Like, can you talk me through the differences and how they compare in your opinion?
You know, obviously uniqueness is a big advantage of having a blank canvas space, but you need the time. You need the time to create. It's probably going to be a lot more expensive, but, you know, you're probably more likely to get a one-off wedding styled exactly to your requirements. So, you know, that's a really lovely option. I quite like it, but it is a lot of work. So you got to be ready to put into those. Yeah. And you've got to, you know, you really, I suppose at that stage, need to get some professionals involved, because I think, you know, like styling, etc., just to think of everything and have it right.
And that might be more of a spot, that blank canvas spot, that might be more for couples who are really invested in a very DIY wedding and absolutely love that aesthetic and the work that, like you're saying, there's a lot of work that goes into it. Like, if they're really keen to sort of create their day from the ground up and every element of it, then that's a wonderful space to be able to do that. But there is a lot of peace of mind and ease that comes with being able to say, look, here's my vision, this is what I'd love, and being able to hand over a bit to professionals who know the space and you know how it works and have done this many, many times, to create a really seamless and, you know, really ease-free sort of day as well. If there are any, like, what are the cons, you know, that we should consider when having our wedding at one?
I don't want to say they're cons. I think most of the couples we get that don't have the ceremony here, just the reception, it's usually, like, for religious reasons, and the parents and the couple really want to get married in a church. So, you know, that's not really a con. That's just your beliefs, and that's great. I think it's just, yeah, logistically, it's probably just that little bit more difficult to probably for the guests. The couple probably wouldn't feel it so much. I think the guests would probably need to fill it a time in between. So my suggestion would be perhaps to find a bar or a restaurant or somewhere that perhaps you could suggest the guests could go to in between, maybe middle ground between, you know, the ceremony and reception. So it's sort of on the way with easy parking for everybody. That is a difficult thing to achieve. Perhaps the other way you could do it, which is the way I did it, was like really good timing. We had pretty much only a drive in between to start. So, you know, the ceremony was to finish at the church, and then everyone just to drive straight to Zonzo, for example, and we start. There was no time in between. There was no one would go for a drink or anything in between. So that seemed to work quite well when we did it that way. They may not work for everybody. It just depends, I suppose. I was fortunate enough to know that priest, and he would do that for us. So he did the time we wanted. However, look, I think that there really is, the only con is that it's just probably a little bit more difficult for the guests to fill in that gap in between.
Yeah.
I much prefer when the couples are here for the whole, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, the other con, and you mentioned it earlier, is maybe for the couple and like going to multiple photos, you know, like jumping in a, going to, say, I know a lot of people get married in the city and then they drive off to St. Kilda and get their beach shots and stuff, and you've got traffic to contend with, car parking, you've got videographer cars, photographer cars, you know, multiple cars because you've got bridal party. And, yeah, traffic can be, like speaking to our photographers, our regular photographers, traffic can be quite intrusive sometimes. And like I said, you're going to plan enough time to get back on time. And, you know, if you're really in the hands of, like, you know, traffic and whatever
very
else may be away on the day. So that could be a con as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, it's a wedding day. It's going to be beautiful. You know, whichever way it goes, it'll be.
That's it. And you, things don't always go to plan. And you sort of, you can plan as much as you like, but that doesn't always mean that everybody and everything else in the world is going to play along with that.
Yeah, yeah.
If there are any, which I'm not sure that I can think of, do you think there are any cons to having a wedding, the whole thing, the ceremony and the reception at one venue, or anything to at least consider?
That's a good point. No, I haven't really encountered many, many cons. I think, yeah, not really. I know that sounds, I don't want to sound like I'm saying that just because we do it. I really don't, if there
but
was,
you've been doing it for a while, so I think you'd sort of, you know.
I'm trying to think of the cons, like, but I really can't think of any.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a really nice, fun day for everybody.
Yeah.
They're all there, you know. Yeah, it just seems to flow. It seems to flow and it seems to work, you know. There's not many cons really about a wedding day. You know, I love the industry because it's so much fun. We're dealing with people at the happiest moments, and it's just so nice. And, you know, there's not a lot of cons to that, you know. But I'll keep trying to think of a con as we go. I can't think of one at the moment.
No, I have to agree with you. I think the most I would say would be if you're looking for different sort of feels between, that's a great word to use, but if you're looking for a different vibe between, say, the ceremony and the reception, if you really want that to have a real sort of segregated feeling of there is a ceremony and there is the and now here's the reception, just being able to choose, you know, keeping that in mind when you're picking a venue and saying, all right, I need to know that I want to choose somewhere that has different areas for this. Like you're saying, if it was all in one spot, you know, the lovely thing about Zonzo is that you do have different areas, and a lot of venues do have that, where you can have, you know, a different spot for a ceremony, can have a different spot for the reception. So I think that's maybe something to be aware of, is if you really want different looks in each one, then to be at, do the tour and speak with the venue to make sure that that's something that can be achieved possibly. And that can flow in, I guess, into personalizing your day. So like, how can couples personalize their day when multiple couples are choosing the same venue to get married? How can each couple make their day look or feel a bit more like them when it is some, you know, a venue that is booked quite often?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I've seen so many weddings here, and like very few are the same. Amazingly, I think, you know, without really driving it that way, it just tends to happen. You know, we put photos on Instagram and online, and you know, the couple's personalities really shine on the day. And I think that they're all different, you know, like we've got our classics, which we love, you know, which is the like green and white florals. They're just beautiful, white tablecloths, just stunning, you know, Benwell chairs. They're just so like gorgeous and elegant weddings. And even if the florals are the same and whatever, but the table settings are different, the configuration, you know, we still run the two long tables, but you know, the bonbonniere are different, the choice of food, like we do multiple choices, so that's different. The wines, you know, they are still different. Amazingly, like after so many weddings, they are still different. And I think it's, yeah, because of personalities, and no two couples are the same. They're all different and they all like different things. It just tends to change. And working with, like I said earlier, I think with suppliers that are ready to, they want to, like, you know, be ahead of their game in their trade, and they really want to push the boundaries, and they're willing to initiate change. And I think that's what we do at Zonzo, and that's what we really like working with suppliers to do the same and want to be creative and bring new things into here. And quite often I get suppliers telling me that, you know, this is the first time they've tried this, you know, maybe these hanging floral arrangements or, you know, this sort of color palette before. And, you know, that's really encouraging for me because it means that the couples are really, you know, that we're getting here that are like-minded and want to see different things as well. So one thing that it does make easy, on the other hand, if you're not creative and you really want a beautiful, you know, wedding, you can look through all the past photos and simply say, I want something similar to that. And, you know, so that helps too. And that helps just weddings, you know, for people that are probably lacking time and probably creativity, it can really help as well.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, looking back on the photos to go, oh, I loved that. I didn't love that part, but I wonder if I can, bring this in and coordinate with that. Like, is that something in terms of like your wedding coordinators who are really aware and very talented, you know, who work with the couples and the rest of the team to create these days to be, you know, unique? You know, what do you sort of recommend that the couples can do, bring into like conversations with your coordinators about creating their day to be a lot more unique to them?
Yeah, I think the initial conversation with the coordinators would be exactly that. Like, what are they looking for? What are they looking to create? Perhaps send some images through on the style that they'd like, or, you know, like you said, bits and pieces that they do like and things that they don't like. And then we will endeavor to find the best vendors to help with that. Yeah. Like best florists and I want this photography style and who do you recommend? Yeah, all those sorts of things.
That's fantastic. You know, is there any advice you would give to couples who are considering one wedding venue or anything that you think they should consider that maybe they hadn't thought of?
Look, I would say obviously have a look at a few, see what you think. Do you consider the multiple sort of, you know, stops so you have that little bit of a difference? I think that's important because it's a long day. It can probably be a bit boring, and that would probably be a con that we mentioned before. If there's not probably enough photo opportunities, if there's not enough, you know, like change up for the guests, it could, you know, be a little bit repetitive throughout the night. So I'd consider that. I would really encourage to go and meet the staff, meet the crew that you're going to be working with. I think it's vital that you enjoy their company and you're going to be working together on this event most of the time, probably 12 plus months, not every day. You know, obviously there's a gap in between booking and there's not much going on. There's more for the couple at that stage, but then, you know, a few months before the wedding, it starts to get pretty intricate. So you'd want to feel comfortable in the venue and with the staff that you're going to be with on the day.
Absolutely. And look, with weddings like constantly changing, do you personally feel it's important to make changes regularly to, say, the decor, the menu, or other aspects of Zonzo, sort of to kind of push out what doesn't work or something that has become, you know, that the couples have expressed that no longer want, you know, and to bring in new things to freshen up and stay current? Like, do you have anything on the radar for 2023 that you can tell us about?
Yeah, look, I think that's one of my most pressing thoughts always. Mm. Am I relevant? Are we on trend? Are we, you know, and that's probably a good thing that I constantly think about that, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm 45 this year, and, you know, when I started, I was 29. So I always want to be on trend. I always want to keep ahead of the game and initiate different things. We're fortunate that we probably don't get anything at this stage that doesn't work here, because we are very dynamic and we change pretty quickly. We don't, you know, I've got a certain belief in this business where even like branding, we never brand anything, for example, Zonzo, and we sit on it for 10 years and say, well, it's time for a rebrand. We don't do that. We're just dynamic. I feel that we need to freshen up today. We'll just do it today. I don't say it's a rebrand. It's just an ever-evolving brand. And that's the same for our wedding business. It's ever evolving. Like, we have that much communication between the team that if we feel that something isn't working, it'll be changed in an instant. And they wouldn't even run one wedding without it working. You know, it'd just be that dynamic. So I think for that reason, we don't really sit there and say we have to change this year. For example, menus are things that are difficult to change because they're not difficult. They're really easy to change, but it just takes time. For example, when we decide to make a menu change and we have to sell it today, it doesn't get implemented until, 18 months, until all the weddings, because we don't want to go and change something on a couple that they've signed up for something and we say, oh, now we're doing this, for example. So menus do change, but they take time, and we don't change them instantly because we want to ensure that we, do what we said we're going to do. And if that's the menu you wanted, that's the menu you get. So I think, I don't have anything like, game changing to change on the, on the wedding side of things. One thing that we are constantly changing though is just ensuring our grounds look good, gardens, et cetera, staying on top of maintenance and just, and there's things like that that are going to happen this year, new little photo opportunities and all those sorts of things. But that's probably the main change at this stage. I think, there are things to come. We're going to be renovating our beautiful barn.
That's right, yeah.
That's all drawn up and that's all stunning, but that's with council. So who knows when that's going to come through.
That's exciting though. That's lovely.
It is lovely, but it's such a long-term wait because it's with council now. So say it takes the typical 18 months.
Yep.
And then we get 18 months and then we've got to lock out a wedding period because we can't build while we've got weddings on, so we'll have to have a gap. And then, we're booked 18 months out or whatever. So it'll just be a long way. So when that happens, it happens. That'll be exciting. That's one thing we've got. And I do want to create that contemporary space there because I do love that. That's what a contemporary space that couples can really put their mark on, beautiful concrete glass and just a really beautiful space that is ready to be styled.
A bit more on that blank space, isn't it? Like a bit more like you were saying you wanted to create – You'd love to work in that blank space sort of look as well. And that's really dynamic then for your venue.
I want to give the two opportunities.
With some molding.
I do like that, And that's one thing that I think is, that's probably what we've got coming ahead, but not in the near future. It'd probably be 4 or 5 years down the track by the time all the permits come through and we lock off a period of weddings.
Yeah, and you were saying you were doing a lot of planting in September. Was that?
Yeah, that's vines.
Yeah, that's so vines. Yeah,
so better photo. All those sorts of things will happen. Yeah, and a lot of those plantings are going right behind the chapel window, which is
that'll be beautiful.
It'll be even more special. So
that'll be stunning. Yeah. On your vines and on the winery, I just have to say from first-hand experience, if anyone out there is a wine lover, then Zonzo Estate wines, they're sublime. I had a glass or two of your rosé out and about the other night and it was delicious, went down very, very well. So, look, that's a definite plus in my books, a winery, and I know for many couples planning their wedding day, that's a huge pull as well. So, add it to the plus list.
Definitely. Definitely we don't have, I suppose one of the advantages of getting married at a winery is that you can have beautiful wines. We're not running, I don't dare say, the old days, those reception center wines were they're just terrible, at least, that probably doesn't happen now, but at wineries, you get the pick of beautiful wines and you can pick from our range here and it's lovely and we just, we're really proud of what we're doing on that in that space as well, for again changing things. We launched today that we've launched our limoncello spritz, so that's a world first. Pre-mixed limoncello spritz. So we're always changing, we're always looking to do new things, and that's another fun thing, so we'll have that at weddings.
That's fantastic. I love limoncello. A spritz, okay, bring it on. And I think that's like we were sort of saying, in terms of celebrating weddings after the fact, being at your venue and having the wines be from your venue is another fantastic way, even if you can't, as a couple, you can't get out to have dinner on an anniversary, you can go and buy a bottle of wine that they had, that they shared on their wedding day with you guys and sort of remember that as well, which I think is another way to really celebrate, yourself, you as a couple and remember your wedding day and have that back, buy a bunch, keep them tucked away there to pull out on that special occasion. I think that's incredibly, incredibly special.
Yeah, it's one of the things we offer actually where, so if you got married with us now today, in 2023, obviously we don't have a 2023 vintage now. So we offer the couples to like purchase their vintage of their wedding year after, you know, their bet. So quite often, like say our Shiraz, you can sell it for 20 plus years. And so a couple will buy like a dozen or a couple of dozen. Yep. Once that's released, like, because it's the year after, you know, and they'll buy, you know, a couple of dozen and they'll pop them away. And every anniversary, they can pull it out for the next, you know, 25 years or whatever they want to do. And it's really nice because that was growing the time they got married here. So it's quite special to have that. So I think that's a really nice thing that we offer as well. We just mention it on, you know, in through email. But yeah, couples love that idea because it's just like it's their vintage, it's that year that they have. So
Rod, you're softy. You're a sentimental softy. I love it. You're definitely about making the memories.
Yeah, well, it's got to be, doesn't it? You know, it does. But you know, like I think one of the other pros is, I suppose, there's a big difference. It's not really what we're discussing today, but the restaurant reception's a bit of a pro too because you can revisit it. Like, you know, because otherwise if you're at, you know, at a reception center or, you know, ceremony venue, like it's hard to probably revisit that for any reason, you know, unless you get invited to another wedding there or whatever, you really don't go in there. Where here you can, you know, come and visit for your anniversaries, et cetera. So
that's perfect. Oh, look, Rod, that's all I have to chat with you about today. Thank you so much for coming on and having such a really fun time and really giving us a lot to think about, a lot of words of wisdom for, you know, venues, other vendors and couples. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks, Rod.
If you would like to find out more about the beautiful Zonzo Estate, head on over to weddingpodcast.com.au. We have a full post over there with everything about today's episode, including all the links and a full written transcript, and of course, how you can book the beautiful Zonzo Estate for your very own wedding day. We would love your thoughts, feedback, and ideas for the Feel Good Wedding Podcast, so make sure you send us a message, write us a review, or send us a DM because we would love to hear from you. We'll be back in another 2 weeks with another episode just for you.